is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up.
The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother... We in the...
What up, Charlamagne?
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday.
It's still shooting us, huh?
It's still shooting us, man. I'm tired, bro. I'm literally tired, man. I said that on the way in here coming up the West Side Highway. I said, I literally am exhausted and drained of coming in here on this radio station and having to talk about another unarmed black man shot by the police.
Thank God they didn't kill him.
And they didn't kill him this time, but it's the fact that it's not even criminals. Like, this guy was a caretaker for an autistic kid.
Yeah.
He's out there in broad daylight in North Miami taking care of the kid.
Laying
but
down
you
with his hands
him,
up.
You see him with his hands up. You see him shouting that the kid has autism. And you can tell from the video that the kid's not right. He's playing with his toy truck in the middle of the street.
Hey, he's yelling, shut up, shut up. But he's autistic, you know. And they thought the toy truck was a gun. This is my thing with that whole situation, too. If the caregiver's on his back with his hands in the air and you got a phone call that you thought somebody had a gun and you thought the toy truck was a gun,
mm-hmm.
Why you shoot the caregiver? Why you ain't... Well, it's all wrong, but why you ain't shoot the kid that you thought was holding a gun?
They fired three shots, and thank God only one of them shots hit the kid.
Oh, so they were just aiming at the situation.
They were bad shooters, thank God.
Oh, okay.
Bad shooters, right. Thank God.
It is crazy.
And then they asked the guy why he shot him. He said, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. That's become our culture. That's probably what he was thinking. I mean, I don't know. That's become the culture. That's what we do, right? That's what we do nowadays. We just shoot unarmed people.
That's what my 2-year-old says when he misses the potty. Why'd you miss the potty? I don't know. That's the same excuse the cops gonna use.
Grown ass man don't know why he shot somebody. Come on, man.
It's so sad. I was driving to my wife had a doctor's appointment yesterday. And I'm driving to the doctor's appointment. My daughter calls me, and a cop comes behind me. I was like, oh, boy, a cop behind me. My daughter starts saying, Dad, if you get pulled over, leave your hands on the wheel.
What does that mean nowadays?
It means nothing.
It means nothing. If we're sitting here watching videos with people laying on their back with their hands up, are people telling you that we're reaching for a wallet and you're still shooting us, what does that mean, having your hand on the steering wheel?
But it's sad that that's the youth's mentality right now, that my daughter at age 14 has to think about that. That's how sad that is.
And what's sad is
I didn't ever think about it. At 14, I just had to think about school, fun, and camp.
Yep. And what's sad is that the narrative is always trying to be changed. If, God forbid, you know, another cop gets shot, then all of a sudden it's back to us being the problem. The oppressed cannot be the problem. The oppressors are the problem. And that's what we're seeing right here right now. A whole bunch of oppression.
It's to the point where I read these stories and I'm like, this got to be a fake story. And I'm like, not again.
Yeah,
let's see what the repercussions are for the cop after this.
Yeah, paid administrative leave. That's probably what the repercussions will be.
While they investigate.
That's what we've been seeing lately, right?
Mm.
I don't know, man.
Well, yesterday I taught a class for young women here in New York, the Women's Entertainment Empowerment Network. We had a great time doing that. And we talked about a lot of these issues also. So shout out to all of the women in Ween who are doing something to further their lives and learn a little bit extra. It's like you have to actually get into this program to learn. So, but it's completely free for people that are in it. So.
All right. Another day, another unarmed black man shot by the police. Good morning, y'all.
All right. Front page news when we come back. Keep it locked. Let's go. It's the Breakfast Club. It's Kent Jones. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news now. Let's talk about this cop shooting. Well, the cop doing the shooting.
Right. We were just discussing this, and it was a 23-year-old autistic man was carrying a toy truck. He wandered from a mental health center, and that's when one of the workers, Charles Kinsey, went to go and get him. Now, right after that, the autistic man was still sitting. He was cross-legged. And he was playing with a small rectangular white toy. Kinsey was on the ground next to him, And that's when a police officer fired a bullet and struck him in the leg. Now, according to eyewitnesses and according to Kinsey's attorney, he threw his hands up in the air and said, "Don't shoot me." They told him to lie on the ground. He did. He was on his back trying to convince the other guy to lie down. And that's when he got shot. They actually have video footage of it. Check it out.
"When I went to the ground, I'm going to the ground just like this here with my hands up. And I'm laying down here just like this. And I'm telling him again, sir, it's no need for a firearm. I'm unarmed. He's an artistic guy. He had a toy truck in his hand. But when he hit me, I'm like, I still got my hands in there. I said, no, I just got shot. And I'm standing there, I'm like, sir, why did you shoot me?" And his words to me, he said, "I don't know."
You're not even shooting people that you think are criminals anymore. Like, you're shooting an autistic caregiver that's actually out there doing his job. He's on his back with his hands in the air. We saw the video.
Following all the instructions.
That's and you shot three him. Times, hit him once with an assault
and
rifle?
And you say you don't know. And the bad thing about it is I got Dr. De La Russo, so my eyes are pretty good. So watching that video, I can see the autistic kid playing with a white car. It didn't look like a gun to me.
Listen, my
it looked
and
like
he's
a white
sitting
truck.
There.
And I'm looking from a video that's far away.
And my thing is, if you think that the autistic guy is holding a gun, why shoot the caregiver with his hands up?
That's a bad shot.
So you think he was trying to shoot the autistic kid? Because that would make more sense to me. Okay, he thought the autistic kid had a gun. It would still be all bad.
God save that autistic kid, because there's no way that cop should have missed him.
And Kinsey said he was more concerned about the autistic man than
he
was about
himself.
He's 23 years old, so he was more concerned about him than he was about himself.
And you wonder why us as black men in America have anxiety when it comes to the police.
Oh,
I'm telling you, when I'm driving and a police officer gets behind me, I pull over. I don't even want the interaction. I don't want no problems. And I know that all cops are not bad, but when you don't see no cops standing up to speak out against these injustices that we are constantly seeing, I have to lump all of y'all together.
You know, yesterday a cop pulled up behind me, and I almost just pulled up. I was like, you know what, let me just pull the F over. Let's save all this a problem. Turn my windows down. And he stood behind me for a little bit. I'm sure he ran the place, and when he realized nothing was wrong, he kept going. But it's very, very difficult, very sad out there, and very scary. I'm scared to death driving.
And I'm scared to death on both sides, because injustice breeds insanity. I keep telling y'all that. When y'all keep seeing these random cops getting shot, it's these videos like this that cause those things to happen, because people are out here traumatized, and trauma breeds tragedy.
Now let's talk about Ted Cruz, G.
Well, yesterday was the Republican National Convention is going on in Cleveland, and Ted Cruz got on stage and gave a speech, but he did not have anything nice to say. He did not endorse Donald Trump. Check it out.
"Vote for candidates up and down the ticket who you trust to defend our freedom and to be faithful to the Constitution." "Bless each and every one of you, and God bless the United States of America."
I respect it.
Right, so you got booed off the stage, though,
for doing that.
Now, Donald Trump tweeted out, "Wow, Ted Cruz got booed off the stage, didn't honor the pledge. I saw his speech 2 hours early, but let him speak anyway. No big deal."
I mean, listen, man, I watched the RNC up until after Newt Gingrich spoke. I mean, the RNC gives me a headache, I'm not going to lie, because it's a bunch of old ideologies. They're not receptive to any new information, and I can see why Trump is winning, because he seems like something new to them. But I will say, vote with your conscience. The line that Ted Cruz said last night, that's the line of the presidential campaign so far. That sums up the 2016 presidential election perfectly.
And I saw Trump's vice presidential candidate, Mike Pence, speaking, and he was basically saying, great things happen when we are conservative. So he's a very conservative person. And
vote with your conscience. Because
he's trying to make it more like Ronald Reagan-esque, you know, George Bush-ish.
Oh, he started off his speech by saying he's a combination of Ronald Reagan and Martin Luther King Jr. Those are his idols or something like
Who's
that.
Who's that, Indiana?
The guy you just said, what was his name?
Mike Pence.
Yeah. They love him in Indiana. I mean, both sides love him in Indiana. They saying he does a great job and got a lot of people jobs, but Trump is not the answer.
Hey, vote absolutely with your conscience, okay? Because it seems like you're voting for the lesser of two evils anyway, and I don't feel like I want to sit out and not vote. So when you vote, vote with your conscience.
All right.
Whatever that means. I know what it means. I know what it feels like.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad morning, a bad night. Whatever it may be, you're upset. 800-585-1051.
Maybe you're suffering from anxiety when it comes to the police like we are.
Yeah. 800-585-1051. Tell them why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Hey yo, good morning, yo. This is the Mad Rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad, and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell him why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
Hey, how you doing? This is Q from Atlanta.
Q, tell him why you mad, bro.
Hey, I wasn't really mad. I was trying to see what you guys thought about the Republican National Convention last night. I was trying to see, as far as, what do you guys think about a $15 minimum wage, and do you all think it makes sense?
Well, let me answer your first question. The RNC gives me a headache. It's a bunch of old ideologies. They're not receptive to any new information. And I can see why Trump is winning, because he seems like something new to them. So our $15 minimum wage, I'm all about people getting more money.
Right, in New York especially, because it costs so much money to even do anything in New York. Rent, everything is so high.
I agree with that, but see, I stay down here in Atlanta, and so every place that we go and we shop at, don't nobody make $15 minimum an hour.
Right. Why don't you just get you a rich boyfriend?
How much do they make in Atlanta?
Like the average place, say for instance, I shop at Kroger, and they make like $9-$10 an hour. When the minimum wage kick in, these businesses are going to raise their prices.
Yeah, you know what? For minimum wage, I think it should vary, because small businesses might not be able to pay $15 an hour. But some places that are big, that are chains, yeah, they should be able to be hit with $15 an hour.
Man, get a rich boyfriend, man.
And I also wanted to say that you got to think about the people down here that's already making $15, $16, $17 an hour that's not on minimum wage. When minimum wage goes up, these people are going to have to pay more for groceries, more for different things, and it's just going to make life harder on them, because cost of living down here in Atlanta is cheap.
Have a blessed day, sir.
Thanks for calling.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Eurasia from Brooklyn.
Hey, Mama, tell them why you're mad.
I'm mad because I know in my heart that the cops is not giving my boyfriend his mail, because it's just not like him not to write me back. He just sent me a beautiful card. Can I read it to y'all?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm shaking. I get anxiety attacks. Just thinking of you puts a smile on my face. Just thinking of you makes me want to leave this place. Eurasia, you are a wonderful lady. Thinking of you makes a nigga go crazy.
You sound like DMX.
That's not bad. Go ahead, Mama.
He just sent me that in June. He asked me to send him some pictures. I sent him some very sexy pictures, and I never got no response back from him.
Well,
so
I know
I'm
when you send stuff to jail, they go through it, and sometimes certain things they don't allow.
And I mean, if the pictures was hot, I'd probably keep them for myself if I was a cop.
Yeah, no, I
think
sometimes...
That's what my friend said. But I wasn't nothing explicit. Like, I didn't have my body part showing. It just was, like, sexy photos. But I was covered up.
When did he come home?
He could come home next year on work release, or he could max out in 2019.
Whoa. Did he say he's not getting your mail?
No, because the thing is that I got a new cell phone number, so I wanted to send him my new phone number so he could call, because I turned the phone on, but he can't get the number because he can't get the mail. I'm going to see him next month because I work, but the thing is that I suffer from anxiety, so it's giving me bad anxiety, because the last time I heard from him was in June. Mm-hmm. And that's not like
him. Any of his family members or anybody else?
I tried to reach out to his family, but they said they haven't spoken to him. But I'm hoping maybe that, because he goes to work at 8 o'clock. Maybe he listens to the Breakfast Club. Can I give him a shout out?
Go ahead.
Okay. Fugio from Harlem, New York, and Auburn Correctional Facility. Baby, you on my mind. I miss you. I will be there next month. I know the cops is hating. I know that's not like you not to write me. I did not dip on you. You are my man. You are my everything. You are my black king, and I cannot wait to see you. Okay. I love you guys so much. I wake up to you every morning. Y'all don't know how much y'all impact people's lives.
Oh, man, we appreciate that,
thank
boo.
Thank you, Mama.
Well, thank you. Let's hope he reaches out to you ASAP.
All right. Tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can call us at any time. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Needed Me, Rihanna. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
I don't think people realize, like, when I wake up in the morning, first thing I want to do is pray. And then I got my Dr. Wayne W. Dyer calendar that gives me like a positive affirmation for the day. Then I read my Joel Osteen book, which gives me a positive scripture for the day. So then when I go to my phone and the first thing I see is a video of an unarmed black man, Charles Kinsey, on his back, hands in the air, a caregiver for autistic guy sitting there screaming next to him, and then cops shoot the caregiver for no reason. And according to Charles Kinsey, when he asked the cop why he shot him, the cop said, "I don't know." Do you know how much that drains your spirit, man?
Absolutely.
You know how much as a black man in America I have to think about that? And I don't like being a pessimistic person because I believe your thoughts become things. So I don't want this on my mind. But how do I flush it out of my brain?
You can't.
After seeing it over and over and over and over and over.
It's our reality now. You can't flush it out your brain. It's something that we have to live with. We got to be careful. We have to abide by. We have to make sure that we make it home to our families. And it, like you said, there's nothing that we can do. It's not like if we follow orders, that's a guaranteed way to get home because this brother was following orders.
Yes. I'm telling you, man, I'm already a hypochondriac. Zika, Ebola, mosquito bites, anything that they telling me can kill me, I'm already thinking about. So now I got to add this to the list. Random police killings? Come on, man. Come on, man. I don't know, man. I got to go start seeing a therapist or something.
I don't have to. I think we all do.
And
sad,
if you thought the autistic one was the one holding the gun, that's the one who should have been shot if you were going to shoot somebody. Don't shoot the caregiver that's on his back with his hands in the air. Like, Jesus Christ.
Listen, if you're mistaking a toy truck for a gun, that just sounds a little crazy to me also.
And if you're that scared, go get a nice cushy desk job. You don't need to be in the
street. If that works as an excuse, you could say anybody who has anything in their hand is carrying a gun.
And when we come back, we got the rumors. I just want to say this on a side note. The other day, Charlamagne laughed at me when the IRS sent me a letter and said I owed him $73. Charlamagne texts me. It says, I just got a letter from the IRS. I owe him
$74. $74.38. I don't know what the hell that was about. You know what? I ain't even look and see.
Nope.
Like, I told my wife, hey, baby, make sure you call him and pay that today, okay?
I paid him $1 more just in case.
Yeah, I don't want no problems.
No problems.
It's not due till August, but I'm not going to treat it like it's my cell phone bill. I'm going to pay that. I think I paid it yesterday.
I paid mine immediately. Well, we got rumors coming up, E.
Yes, we'll tell you what R&B singer is now battling with her label. They had a very public back and forth just recently. We'll tell you what happened with that. Also, Empire, find out what rapper/actor is about to be joining that show as well.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Label.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Brandy is upset that she can't get released from her label.
Brandy was still on the label?
She's saying that it's like slavery, her contract. And the
it's
label
like
has
slavery.
Responded. Chameleon Entertainment CEO Brian Prescott has said that all of this is a desperate ploy to drum up publicity instead of facing facts that her best days are behind her. According to Brian, he says he took a risk signing an artist that hasn't had a chart single success since the early 2000s.
Jesus.
And a rep for Brandy has said, well, if Chameleon believes its own statement, it should have no issue letting her go, release her from the contract.
That is true. If you insult me and I ain't had a hit since the early 2000s, let me go. But I just hate when artists like compare things like that to slavery. It makes me think that they don't know what slavery really was.
Because
I saw the new reboot of Roots, and that didn't look like nobody with no recording deals to me.
But this is also a business. If I give you some money to make an album, you put out an album that's not suitable, I will let you go, but you got to get back some of that bread.
Yeah. Or just give me an album.
But I guess for the labels, we look at it also as it's a write-off because labels sign a bunch of artists. It's not too many of them that really hit. So they always write everything off. I don't know. They should let her go. It's Brandy.
Give me some of that money back.
You know, she's been on the label since 2011. She has a lawsuit against them. She has a lawsuit against the president. She says they put her career in jeopardy. And she says the label tried to prevent her from recording and releasing new music after promising her hundreds of thousands of dollars
leave.
For studio time that never materialized.
Yeah, I mean, I can't just let you go, Brandy. I mean, Ray J got to give me a few scooters or something.
One or two.
That's all. All right, Delonte West is trying to get back in the NBA. His mom says that he's getting his life back together after he has had some setbacks.
She That's a crazy one?
Yes, he's the one who has some mental health issues. Apparently, he's back on his medication. He's in a good place. His mom says he's been working out, and that's where he's at as of now. Remember all of those pictures that we've seen of him outside in the street? He was holding a sign, and people were saying that he was homeless. She said he's not homeless. He's living with his wife and kids. He did spend some time in a medical facility, but he's made significant improvements, and so he's trying to get back.
Nah, no NBA for you, buddy. Go play overseas. LeBron James will ixnay on Delonte in the NBA, okay? I just won my championship. You allegedly smashed my mom. You cannot come back into my league right now.
That was a pretty dope rhyme, man.
What?
Ixnay on Delonte in the NBA.
Oh, I didn't even realize I was rhyming.
Ixnay on Delonte
in the NBA.
I didn't even realize that.
You rapper, you?
Oh, drop on the Clues Bombs for me then. I had no idea I was rhyming.
All right. Now, Empire, when it comes back, it turns out Kid Cudi is going to be on the show. I don't know into what capacity, but he has landed a guest role on the show.
Enough, Empire. Enough.
He's going to be a rapper named Graham.
It's too many.
Why are you saying enough,
it's
man?
Just too much now.
Too
well,
much
it's supposed
what?
To be like the real music industry, so a lot of people end up making appearances on the show. But he's playing a rapper named Graham, who's an independent musician who is a rival to Hakeem on the show, both in the studio and in real life. So Graham is also dating Hakeem's ex, who is Tiana.
I don't have no problem with that. I still enjoy Empire. Somebody tweeted me yesterday and said, the only reason you enjoy Empire because you was on there. I said, no, I enjoy Empire because I actually still enjoy Empire.
You do?
And Empire jumped the shark a long time ago, but that's the whole point. It's a soap opera. It's a hip-hop soap opera. Have you ever watched soap operas back in the day?
No.
Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, you're sitting at your grandma's house. All of them was over the top and damn near ridiculous and unbelievable.
My mom used to love Dynasty. I remember that.
The cowboy one?
Unbelievable.
I never watched it, but my mom...
Cowboys is Dallas.
No.
All right, and our friend, you know, French Montana's on the show. Birdman Exhibit is also going to be playing a character. So a lot of people making appearances. And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Now, I will say certain people on that show can only play themselves. Like, Birdman can't play nobody but Birdman.
Mm-hmm.
What if he played a cop or something?
Nah, no way. No.
Not with
all
the
tattoos on your face. You can't play no legal job with all those tattoos on your face.
Remember when Chris Rock was an inmate?
That was funny.
That was funny.
He was a cannibal. Was and he was a cannibal. You didn't even realize he was a cannibal. He ate some of D-Ray. That was hilarious to me.
All right, that's it. Rumor report.
Now, when we come back, we got some front page news. We're talking about Ted Cruz. He got booed crazy. And cops, they still shooting. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, let's talk about Ted Cruz. He was booed off the stage yesterday, huh?
Yes, at the Republican National Convention. Now, he went up on stage and he gave a speech, and I'll tell you what he didn't do. He did not endorse Donald Trump. Check it out.
Vote for candidates up and down the ticket who you trust to defend our freedom and to be faithful to the Constitution. God bless each and every one of you, and God bless the United States of America.
Like, that's his way of basically saying negative.
Listen, okay. Man, Republican National Convention gives me a whole headache simply because those guys have a bunch of old ideologies. Mm-hmm. They're not receptive to any new information.
They're very conservative. Yes. And they feel like that is the way to go to make America great.
And I can see why.
Ultra conservative.
Yep. And I can see why Trump is winning, because he seems like something new to them. He seems like he's injecting some new ideas.
Well, Donald Trump tweeted out, wow, Ted Cruz got booed off the stage, didn't honor the pledge. I saw his speech 2 hours
damn,
early,
that sounds like
let him
some
speak
Illuminati
anyway,
stuff.
No big deal.
Now let's talk about this therapist shot
yes,
by police.
We'll discuss this. Now, cops in Florida shot and wounded an African-American behavioral therapist. We'll give you the whole lowdown on what happened. Now, he was working in a mental health center. A 23-year-old autistic man who was carrying a toy truck wandered away, and that's when one of the workers, Charles Kinsey, doing his job, went to go and get him. A few minutes later, the autistic man was sitting and blocking the roadway. He was playing with a small white toy. That's when police officers came and shot Kinsey, who was the caregiver, in the leg. He had actually thrown his hands in the air. He said, "Don't shoot me." They told him to lie on the ground. He did everything he was told to do. Here's Charles Kinsey discussing what happened.
When I went to the ground, I'm going to the ground just like this here with my hands up. And I'm laying down here just like this. And I'm telling him again, sir, it's no need for a firearm. I'm unarmed. He's an autistic guy. He had a toy truck in his hand. But when he hit me, I'm like, I still got my hands in the air. I said, no, I just got shot. And I'm standing there, I'm like, sir, why did you shoot me? And his words to me, he said, I don't know.
That's crazy.
Maybe he thought the guy said he's an artistic guy. So when the other cop said he's artistic, somebody said, oh, he draws. And he said, oh, draw, he got a weapon. So
No. Now, I mean, you can see from the video that he's playing with a truck. It doesn't look like a gun. It looks like a white truck. He doesn't look threatening. The guy has his hands up. They shouldn't have shot that.
And now, according to Kinsey's lawyer, they were already negotiating a possible settlement with the city of North Miami. He said they realized this was something inappropriate regarding the shooting. If police departments come out more and admit fault, that would probably go a long way toward improving relations with the public.
Yeah, settlements and all that stuff is cool, but how about we don't even get to that point? How about we don't get to the point where I'm just simply doing my job, mm-hmm. I step out into the street to go rescue this autistic kid, you know, hopefully he don't hurt himself, then these guys pull up thinking that he got a gun, make me get on the ground, I comply, I got my hands in the air, and I still get shot. How do we get to that point? That's what we need to stop.
That's crazy.
But it is important, and now that this happened in this instance, admit that you were wrong. We made a mistake. It was our fault. And this is the punishment for this action.
Well, luckily, it's not a fatal mistake.
Yeah. That's exactly what his wife said. I'm just glad he's alive and able to tell his story.
Right, well, the reason they're trying to do the settlement so fast is because they'll do the settlement so fast and try to brush it right under the rug. Because once they do the settlement, they can put a clause. You can't talk about it. You can't discuss it.
We got the video, bro.
Right, but that's
like we got the video. This is just another video in a long line of videos that have traumatized us as people.
Absolutely.
Okay? You think I got anxiety now? Man, I thought I had anxiety before. I really got it right
now. Times 30. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, yesterday ASAP Rocky was on the show.
Oh, yeah. This is still an ongoing discussion right now.
He was talking about the Black Lives Matter movement and how he felt about it. We have audio, actually.
If I'm in London and something's going on in L.A. and you asking me about it, I don't want to speak on that because I wasn't there. How can I contribute? How can I pay my contribution to that? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People just regurgitating all day. People don't know what they talking about. They see what they read. They see what they... I hate when the bandwagon stuff start. I mean, how come Black lives only matter when a police officer takes it? And it should be like Black lives should matter when a Black lives take it. You know what I mean? It should always matter. All lives matter. One life isn't greater than the other. I don't want to stay here and make it seem like I'm only so pro-Black, man. I'm about everybody. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
About color. And some people not okay with that, especially at a time like this.
All right. So the question is 800-585-1051. You just heard ASAP Rocky's response. What do you think about his response? That's the question. 800-585-1051.
I think people should listen with the intent to reply, not to understand. I mean, I think people should listen with the intent to understand, not to reply. That's what I think.
And it does bother me because there's a lot of bandwagon people that something that happened and they be like, I ain't see you posting on Twitter. I ain't see you posting on Instagram. Well, I want to get the facts. I want to see exactly what's going on before I make a statement and give my opinion. I want to see everything.
And just posting on Twitter and Instagram does not mean you've actually really done something in life.
No, not at all.
I can't stand when people think that your whole timeline has to be about something specific when you can really go out in the world and do things and not be tweeting and Instagramming about it.
Or even when I talk about it. I want to know what's going on. I want to know both sides. I want to see everything from every aspect, every angle before I make a comment and sound like an idiot.
I mean, you know, ASAP said he knows it's racism. He knows he's not exempt from it. And he's simply not acting fake woke. A lot of people get online and mm-hmm. tweet and hashtag about what's going on, but they aren't actually putting in work on the ground. And ASAP simply saying, I'm not there, so I'm not qualified to speak on a lot of those things. But we can tell him how he can make contributions even if he's not there. Because a lot of us aren't there. Majority of us aren't really there.
Right. A lot of people go there to find out what's going on.
All right, well, 800-585-1051. What did you think about ASAP Rocky's response? Call us right now. Get your ass up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Rihanna. Work morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. If you just joined us, we've been talking about ASAP Rocky. He was on the show yesterday, and he was talking about Black Lives Matter. People were very upset about him, about some of the comments he said, and they felt like he wasn't supporting. And he actually had this to say yesterday on the show.
If I'm in London and something's going on in L.A. and you asking me about it, I don't want to speak on that because I wasn't there. How can I contribute? How can I pay my contribution to that? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People just regurgitating all day. People don't know what they talking about. They see what they read. They see what they... I hate when the bandwagon stuff start. I mean, how come Black lives only matter when a police officer takes it? And it should be like Black lives should matter when a Black lives take it. You know what I mean? It should matter. All lives matter. One life isn't greater than the other. I don't want to stay here and make it seem like I'm only so pro-Black, man. I'm about everybody. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
About color. And some people not okay with that, especially at a time like this.
Now, mind you, they was already upset about him because of some comments that he made to Rolling Out magazine.
Right.
So he was here just basically expounding on those comments. Because he feels like he was taken out of context.
Now, I think people are mad that he's saying all lives matter as well as Black Lives Matter. Is that why people are upset?
Yeah, I mean, I can understand the rhetoric, the logic in that, though. Because when you can't say all, if Black lives don't matter, then all lives don't matter. And all lives don't matter if Black lives don't matter. It's just that simple. But we all know all lives do matter, but basically Black lives matter, too. Because clearly, when we look around this country and we see what's going on out here, we have a lot of examples of why Black lives may not matter that much to some people.
Right. I think the point of Black Lives Matter is not saying that only Black lives matter. It just means that right now we're in a state of emergency. Mm-hmm. And we need people to be more aware, and we need for cops to, we need to do better for ourselves, but we also need for authority figures and people in those positions of power to stop acting like we're less than a regular person, just like back in the days when we couldn't vote.
If it's an HIV AIDS rally, you don't walk into that rally and be like, okay, but what about cancer?
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because it's the HIV AIDS rally.
We're talking about HIV AIDS right now. Like, right now, we're talking about Black lives.
But I'll tell you one thing about the ASAP Rocky interview. I think he was so emotional that he was almost talking in circles. He didn't give us a clear, concise thought. Like
he did, though.
No.
If you actually listen, like, I think people listen with the intent to reply, not to understand. Like, if you actually listen, he told you, I know it's racism. He knows he's not exempt from it. And he's simply not acting fake woke like a lot of people. A lot of people get online and tweet and hashtag about what's going on.
I know what he wanted to say.
What?
No, you're right. That's what he wanted to say. But sometimes it was like, it's kind of like, it felt like he had so much emotion and so much built up and so much frustration because mm-hmm. he really is for the cause that words were just popping out.
Yeah, and I mean, with the whole L.A. Beverly Hills thing, he's basically saying, I'm not in Ferguson. So he's saying, being that I'm not in Ferguson, he doesn't feel like he's qualified to speak on a lot of things that are going on in Ferguson. But what we got to do is tell a young brother like that what it is he can do to contribute, even if he's not there. And he's right. He's not a political activist. He's not Reverend Al Sharpton. And I don't understand why we go to people like him and be upset when they don't sound like political activists. He's not one. So how can he sound like that if he's not one? But he is willing to make a difference.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name's Ashley. I'm from Champaign, Illinois.
Good morning. What did you think about ASAP Rocky's response?
So, okay, this is like, it goes along with all of it, but I kind of agree with him because it's like all lives matter because back in 2014, I was walking home from an ATM, and I'm a white girl, and I was beat by three black girls. The state's attorneys told me that, you know, they really aren't going to pursue the issue because I'm a felon. So these girls beat me with a baseball bat and left me to die. And the state's attorney basically, like, said, okay, who cares? You reap what you sow, you know, like, that's bogus. And where I'm from, black men are targeted because I had a friend that did not commit a murder, and I know personally that he did not commit a murder, and they just gave this young man 60 years for murder, and they convicted him off of testimony, and all the testimony was lies, so he got his whole life took it away from him. I don't think it's all black lives that are targeted. I think it's black men, and I'm a white woman, and that is the honest to God truth. The court system is crooked, and it's sad, and it really needs to change.
Can I ask
just
you a
like
question?
Yes.
What happened to the girls who beat Becky with the baseball bat?
Let me tell you, they went to jail probably for about 6 months. That's
Man.
It.
Oh, okay.
And they left me to die, like, completely. And the state's attorney told me to my face that they did not want a white, because they beat me right next to a church. They did not want a black or white hate crime because they did not want the publicity. And I got beat around the time that all that Mike Brown stuff was going on. So it is, it's a sad, cruel world. And it ain't nothing nobody can do about it. Because I'm sorry, this innocent young man is sitting in prison for the next 60 years for a crime he did not commit it because he was black.
Now, you said you have a felony. What is the felony for?
Scamming.
For resisting arrest for a police officer because he had sunglasses on when he arrested me and his eye got cut. So they charged me with a felony because of it.
Oh, okay.
Because I have a bad background, but I've been involved with the police since I was like 14 years old. I'm 27 years old.
Sound like you've been wasting your white skin for a long time.
Yeah, you
time,
out here
boo.
Thugging.
They probably said you had a violent background, and you probably was part of that fighting. That's why they probably didn't only get a girl 6 months.
Oh, you got gold teeth?
No.
Oh, okay.
I know what you're getting to. You're getting to, like, she a white woman, but she black. That's what you're getting to.
She sound a little off-white. I ain't gonna lie. It sounds like she got gold teeth, some cornrows, you know what I'm saying? It does. She rap on the side.
800-585-1051. We're talking about ASAP Rocky's response to everybody being so upset about what he said about the Black Lives Matter movement. All right? Call us up right now, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Oh. That was Bryson Tiller with Don't. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Yes.
That we're talking about ASAP Rocky. Now, people were upset about him of some of the statements he made about the Black Lives Matter movement. So he came up here yesterday to clear it up, and this is what he had to say.
I want to make music. I want to inspire. I want to promote peace. Because at a time like this, I don't have all the answers. I'm not trying to run for Congress. I'm not trying to run for office. I want to promote prosperity, especially for Black people, especially for just young people, ambitious people. It's about people, man. We got to stop separating each other with color, man. I'm just saying, man, across the board, it's really all about this love, man. It's all about us coming together.
You know, the problem is, man, we look for people to be so clear and so concise that when they say certain buzzwords, like All Lives Matter, or I don't have a problem with interracial dating, or I love everybody. We live in an era where some people are just ready to shut people down soon as they say certain things like that. Like even when he said, you know, he don't feel like he's not pro-Black. I mean, I feel like I'm pro-Black mm-hmm. simply because I'm Black.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I do agree we all should love each other. But like I told him yesterday.
Yeah, but you don't have to be pro-Black just because you're Black. Because there's a lot of Black people that are not Black.
Yeah, they definitely
are. And don't ride for the Black people and don't ride for themselves.
Well, they just ridiculous because you're Black. You wake up every. If you're not pro yourself, who are you pro going to be?
O.J. Simpson.
Well, he was an idiot.
See?
That's why he's where he at now. Like, if you're not pro who you are, like, I'm pro-Black. I'm pro-South Carolina. Like, that's what I am. That's who I am. Like, I have no choice. But like I told ASAP yesterday, too, the black-on-black crime thing, we got to stop saying that, too, because black-on-black crime and police brutality, that's two separate issues. When ISIS does something to America, nobody says, Americans kill Americans, why we don't care about that? But I understand why people feel that way about black-on-black crime, because people tend to care more about what they feel directly affects them more. Some people feel like they have more of a chance to get killed by a Black person than they do a police officer.
Right.
And they've seen people that they know get killed by Black people.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, how you doing? This is Mike.
Mike, what do you think about ASAP Rocky's response?
Agree with what he says, and I was kind of impressed with what he was saying because he was coming from a non-biased position
right.
for once. And when he made that statement about, you know, Black Lives Matter only when a police officer kills somebody, which is true. Why does Black Lives only matter then? If you look at Chicago, and they're killing people by droves, Black on Black, are killing people like crazy. I mean, it's not a separate issue. Death is death. And if there's no respect in within your culture and you don't respect your own culture, how do we expect anybody else to respect
it? But these are all things that we need to deal with, but I don't think that police officers, when they're doing a job, should look at you because based on the color of your skin, they should look at you based on what is happening. That's what the real issue is. And they don't get punished. And there's no punishment when they kill a Black person. And that's another because issue that we have.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, that's why I don't even like when people say things like, the issue with black-on-black crime and police brutality is that when police kill Black people, they get off. When Black people kill Black people, they go to jail. That's not the issue. The issue is nobody should be killing nobody. There shouldn't be no senseless killings.
Hello, who's this?
This is John from Columbus.
What do you think about ASAP's response?
I respect his opinion. All lives matter. You feel me? We all one human race. There should be no Black, there should be no white, you feel me? But at the end of the day, I'm still pro-Black. Black lives do matter.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. Listen, as crazy as that sounded and convoluted, I get what he's saying.
It did sound
because
confusing.
If Black lives don't matter, then all lives can't matter. And if all lives won't matter until Black lives matter. So I understand what this guy was saying just now.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
What is the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is listen with the intent to understand, not to reply. People already had their mind made up about ASAP before that interview because of the previous things they already read about him online. But mm-hmm. if you listen to what he said, he clearly knows it's racism. He knows he's not exempt from it. And he's simply not acting fake woke. That's it. A lot of people get online and tweet and hashtag about what's going on, but they aren't there actually putting in work on the ground. And ASAP simply saying, I'm not there, so I'm not qualified to speak on a lot of things. But you can contribute even when you're not there.
I feel like it's not even just about speaking on things, but it's about your actions as a human being. What are you actually doing to help other people? That's what I look at.
And I mean, what? We saw him on the 23 video with Alicia Keys mm-hmm. speaking out against police injustice. He's doing this song with Will I Am, which is like an empowerment song, speaking out against
police
injustice.
Where's the Love, the remake that they're doing?
But not only that, he also gives a lot. He gives
and he's
back
been
to
donating,
Harlem a lot.
Yeah.
He donates to Harlem. He donates to the schools. He goes to talks to the kids. So he is doing a lot.
And I just don't look to guys like him to be a political activist. He's not Reverend Al Sharpton, and he doesn't have to be. All he has to do is be aware, which he seems to be, and willing to make a difference, which he seems to be. So I don't know what else y'all want from the brother.
Naive, we got rumors coming up.
Well, let's talk about the game versus Waka Flocka. How did all of this drama start? We'll break it down for you. I didn't even know these two had any issues with each other. Also, Adrienne Bailon, now she is being sued, and we'll tell you why somebody wants to sue her. And I don't know, I didn't know this, but Dwayne Wade's ex-wife is writing a book. Her book is a raw autobiography, and we'll tell you some of the highlights from her book.
Okay, all that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, we don't like to see this go down, but apparently the game and Waka Flocka are going at it. It all started with Waka Flocka's post on Instagram.
He'd be like, yo, Waka, why you ain't standing up saying this? They're acting against this funny woman, they shoe salesmen, they f***ing garbage men, revolutionary men, none of gangster rappers, they f***ing models on Instagram, showing their bodies and f***ing prints. Like, it's again, this is confused, so I can't talk about nothing. I fully don't understand. I fully don't know. I'm not going to lead people to a f***ed up direction.
All right, well, apparently the game felt like these shots were thrown at him.
Like it a little bit. Sounds like he was talking to the game.
So, what, Flocka's upset because the game is like doing all the things with the police officers in LA and he doesn't feel like game's qualified to do that? I don't understand.
I'm not really sure. He was talking about the West Coast. We don't know who he's talking about. We don't know if he really was talking about the game, but I guess game felt like it was some shots thrown at him. So, here's what he said.
The man want war with game. No, the man don't want war with game because game want peace and positivity. But if he wasn't, he f***ed the man up. You mad because you lost your b***h, man? There's other out here, okay? Black lives matter. Me or not want you dead, man. You hear me? Don't be mad over the b***h, man, because the girls call him right here, the man right here, me, Prince Poppy. The d*** pics are not for you, again. And one other thing, me only f*** with the Babylon to save lives. Me no f*** with the Babylon in real life. You know this, again. Watch yourself. Tread lightly, man, again. Me or not f*** you.
I don't understand the accent.
I
don't get it even with game.
But basically, he was saying that he just wants peace and positivity, but if he wasn't, he would F him up. And he said, you mad because you lost your B. And he also let him know that D picks aren't for him.
Listen, man, I don't care what you used to do, what you do. Malcolm X used to be Malcolm Little. You don't know what wakes people up or causes people to change. If our past prevented us from speaking on problems now, a bunch of us would be quiet.
All right, well, Waka has responded to Game's response to him, and here's what Waka had to say.
That's crazy, Game. You really fed into this internet instigating, like, homie, I wasn't even talking about you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they posed with their up. I posed nude for Peter. But if you was on positive vibes, you'd have called me on some positive instead of being real commercial and comical about it, turning this into some kind of war. Your boy not running from nobody, and it could go any way. But let's keep it the positive way, like this positive vibe that we on, like this Black Lives Matter movement. Let's keep that going, my nigga.
First of all, who all of y'all following that they got their penises out all on Instagram? I don't follow those kind of people.
Well, they're not out. It's, you know, the eggplant pictures.
I don't get those.
You don't follow Game?
I don't think I do.
The game does them. He does them once every...
They're not for you guys.
...couple of weeks, yeah. I just ignore it.
They're supposed to be for the ladies, clearly. But yes, he does do that. Okay. Adrienne Bailon is getting sued now for $200,000. That is because her ex-manager is saying they owe her money. She has refused to pay fees and reimbursements that she owes, according to GoToMan Management. They said she joined The Real in 2013, and then she started going radio silent in early 2015. They said they sent a letter about the money that she owes, but she never paid them. She was supposed to give them 20% of her income.
Man, tithes and offerings about to go up in her man's church. Ain't her man a pastor?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, tithes and offerings about to go up now. We got this debt to pay.
All right, and Dwayne Wade's ex-wife, Siobhan Wade, I don't know if she still goes by Wade. She put out an autobiography, and she talks about a lot of things, but she talks about how she became an arrogant diva while she was married because she wanted to try to fit in with the NBA Wives Club, and she said also in the book that... she talks about when it was over. She said one of Dwayne Wade's mistresses called her at 3 a.m. and bragged about sleeping with her husband and described the underwear that he was wearing and everything. She also said when their marriage went sour, he would tell her, I want to sow my wild oats. This isn't your money. If you leave, nobody's going to want you, and you aren't going to have anything without me. You'll end up having to go back and live at your mama's house. She said at her lowest during the divorce, she was so poor that she would pray to God for paper plates and tissues, and they were delivered to her in a miracle when she found an abandoned truckload of paper goods at the side of a highway one night. She also said, I had never felt in my life true emptiness until my bank account was full. So I guess she was saying the money is kind of what ruins everything. And there you have it. She's trying to get that $5 million divorce settlement thrown out. And she, because he got a new contract, so she went to renegotiate.
So how can you say the money ruined everything, but you want more money? You know, I'm so sick of people, man. Do people think things through before they say things?
No.
I don't know, but she has a lot of things in this book, too. She also says the 12th lawyer that she had hired to handle her side of the divorce, she alleges malpractice by that 12th lawyer.
The money ruined everything, but you know what'll fix it? More money.
Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving a donkey to?
Four after the hour, yet another donkey that I don't want to do. But the police officers in North Miami who shot Charles Kinsey need to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with you, please.
Okay. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, July 21st, goes to the police officers in North Miami who shot a caretaker of an autistic man named Charles Kinsey. Salute to Charles Kinsey. I woke up this morning like I always do. I prayed, went to my daily calendar that is full of positive affirmations for the day from Dr. Wayne W. Dyer. Rest in peace to him. Went to my daily bread book to read a scripture from Joel Osteen, kissed my wife and kids while they were sleeping, felt great when I walked out the door. Positive vibes only, Hakuna Matata. Then I go to my phone, and immediately I'm greeted with the news that yet another unarmed black man has been shot by the police. Now, I'm not one of those guys who comes to conclusions about a story just by reading the headline. So I went to the Miami Herald to read the details of the story, and I just don't get it. Like, Charles Kinsey, 47 years old, caretaker of an autistic man, shot because a 23-year-old autistic man carrying a toy truck wandered from a mental health center out into the street on Monday. Charles Kinsey, doing his job, went to go and get him. And then this happened. Let's go to News Channel 7 WSVN for the report, please.
North Miami police say it all started when someone called 911 and said there was a man walking around with a gun threatening suicide Monday. But Charles says the gun was a toy truck. The man was the autistic patient. Charles Kinsey laying in the middle of the road with his hands in the air. North Miami police have rifles pointed at him. He tries to tell them he's a therapist, just trying to help a confused autistic man who ran away from a group home. He pleads with officers to back down and also tries to calm down his patient. And then Charles says out of nowhere, a North Miami police officer shoots him.
Now, you can't even spin this one and say the guy was doing something he wasn't supposed to be doing. He wasn't breaking no laws. He was at work. He was doing his job by caring for this autistic man. And when the police show up, he complies. He's on the ground on his back with his hands in the air. We see the video. Mm-hmm. And you still shoot him once with an assault rifle? I've been suffering from anxiety when it comes to the police for a good year and a half now, to the point where if I'm driving and a cop gets behind me, I will pull over. But now that anxiety of police has increased because now we are seeing examples of people who aren't even criminals complying with police and still getting shot. Now, this is Charles Kinsey himself speaking on the situation. Let's hear the brother from his hospital bed.
When I went to the ground, I'm going to the ground just like this here with my hands up. And I'm laying down here just like this. And I'm telling him again, sir, it's no need for a firearm. I'm unarmed. He's an autistic guy. He had a toy truck in his hand. But when he hit me, I'm like, I still got my hands in there. I said, no, I just got shot. And I'm standing there, I'm like, sir, why did you shoot me? And his words to me, he said, I don't know.
That's crazy.
So you shoot the man for no reason.
That is crazy.
And then you know they handcuffed him after that, right?
Did they?
Yes, they handcuffed him after they shot him. We got that clip? That clip's in there?
They handcuffed him. They shot him. They know he was wrong. They walked over, didn't see the truck, and then they handcuffed him?
Yeah, that's not in there. Oh, well. Well, they handcuffed him. This is what pissed me off about the Philando Castile shooting. You shot Phil and handcuffed his girl. She didn't do nothing. Handcuff yourself. You the one who committed a crime. I'm all out of answers, family. Okay, I'm exhausted, man. Man, I want to come on the radio and laugh and joke and slander your favorite celebrities if need be. But it's really hard to do that when you wake up in the morning and you're greeted with yet another video of an unarmed black man getting shot by police. Because it's impossible to not have the mindset like this could be you, especially when they are doing this to law-abiding, tax-paying citizens. Okay, Philando Castile didn't even have a criminal record. Charles Kinsey was a caregiver for autistic kids. Thank God this man didn't die, but it shouldn't even have gotten to this point. And some people are saying that the cop who shot Charles Kinsey was black. I don't know if that's true or not, but it doesn't matter to me. Okay? Bullets ain't got no race. I don't care about the color of the person who shot Charles Kinsey. I care about the fact that some of the people who get paid to protect and serve us aren't living up to that creed, and the so-called good police officers aren't standing up to chastise and simply say what other officers are doing is wrong. Please give the police officers in North Miami who shot Charles Kinsey the biggest hee-haw, please.
And I just want to say that whether or not you have a criminal record, because people always try to bring that up after the police shoot you, something happens. Oh, well, you know he's been arrested 5 times for this. Well, you know he's been pulled over. That doesn't matter. If you're not committing a crime at that time, there is no reason for a cop to shoot you if there's no threat to them.
There's no reason unless there's a threat.
Yeah, and the officers' names haven't been released yet, but this is draining, man, and depressing. I don't think people realize the stress. S-K-R-E-S-S.
This is crazy.
And anxiety this causes, okay? I'm already paranoid of just regular everyday people. Now I'm super paranoid of regular everyday people and cops. I got trust issues, bro. All the way around right
now. That's crazy. Well, maybe you need to ask Yee. 800-585-1051. Thank you for that donkey today. Up next is Ask Yee. If you need advice, relationship advice, maybe you having trust issues, whatever it may be, call Yee right now. She'll help you out with your problems, put you live on air. 800-585-1051. Call Yee right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Jay-Z with Encore. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Jose.
Jose, what's your question for Yee?
Me and my wife were together for a long time, over 20 years.
Okay.
And she always, always lies about the finances and the bills. Money disappears. Never have an answer for it. Puts us in a hole. I get us back out. She puts us back in the hole.
Sounds like my mom.
And I don't know what to do anymore. Like, I don't want to walk away. But I'm getting to the point that I'm about to just walk away.
And, you know, finances are one of the main reasons that couples actually have the biggest issues more than anything else. Now, it sounds like she might have some type of shopping addiction.
That's the problem. It's like there's nothing to show for. The money just disappears.
You don't know what she's doing with the money.
There's no items. There's no purses. There's no shoes.
Because my mom used to buy stuff, and she would hide it in the trunk of the car and then sneak it in the house when my dad wasn't around. So when you ask her and you confront her about these things, what happens?
She just goes, oh, I either forgot or I don't know or don't worry about it or it'll get better. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like right now she left me with no car insurance for 2 months. I've been driving around dirty without even knowing I was dirty.
So basically she's in charge of paying all the bills and she's not paying them.
Doesn't pay them on time or just pay minimum or just money just disappears and nobody knows where the money goes.
Well, maybe you guys need to separate your bank accounts.
Yeah, that might happen.
If it's been an ongoing issue, but you need to find out what is wrong with her. A lot of times we have issues with money and we're ashamed about it because it's difficult for us to talk. And I do feel like a lot of couples don't like addressing financial issues that they might have. Does she have some debt that you don't know about that she's been trying to pay off?
Not that I know of, no. Only her college, but she hasn't been paying that off either. So I want to buy a house, and she's just burying me. Every time I'm moving up, she buries me 10 deep.
Well, you need to A, find out where is that money going, and B, I would recommend that you guys have separate accounts. Maybe that's a better way to do things. Handle your bills yourself. Have separate accounts, but it is going to cause a strain on the relationship until she figures out how to get some help or she figures out how to at least come to you and communicate with you what is going on. You need to tell her instead of getting angry and arguing, listen, we need to discuss this because I'm concerned about your financial well-being and what's going on with this money. We can work through this as a couple. I don't want you to feel like there's anything that you have to go through by yourself, so let's talk.
That's the problem. I tell all the time, let me help you. No, I got it. Is everything good? Yeah, everything's good. Come to find out 3 months later, I got eviction notices. This is not paid. That's not paid. I'm like, where's all the money going? We're
right.
Making plenty of money.
Does she work and make money too?
Yes.
Okay, good. So y'all just separate your accounts. That's it. And she's responsible for what she's responsible for. Maybe she's got to give you the money. Maybe you got to be in charge of paying the bills.
Okay, that's what they keep telling me.
Yep, do it.
That's what my friends keep telling me. All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay,
right.
You're welcome.
ASCII 800-585-1051. If you got a question for you, you can call her right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Needed Me, Rihanna. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Michelle from Champaign, Illinois.
Hey, what's your question for you?
Hi, Michelle.
The other night, we were watching a local news station, and they were talking about the Black Lives Matter in Champaign, Illinois, and talking about the Champaign cops. My son turned to me and asked me why he had to choose between his mommy and his daddy.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at him sideways, like, what are you talking about? He said, well, they just said that Black Lives Matter, but you're white, Mom. And he looked at me with this look of, like, disparity, like, what is going on? And mm-hmm. it's not fair for these people to be doing this to each other when we have our kids out here looking at this going, this is how we're supposed to act.
Right. Well, I think it's very important for you to make your child aware of what is going on in this world. Now, you let him know both mom and dad love you very much, but there's some crazy people in this world, and there's been some ongoing issues, and some people see color. We don't see color in our family, but some people look at people as, okay, you're black, you're white, whatever. But just let him know that Black Lives Matter is not saying that all lives don't matter. What they are saying is that there's some issues that's going on within the black community where we need some extra help. We need people to be extra aware of what's going on. It's not that all lives don't matter. It's just that right now we need to be focused on the problems within this community. And you and I and our whole family is very aware of it. We're not part of the problem. We're part of the solution.
I like that. I agree to that. And one thing that I wanted to ask you guys with the ASAP Rocky thing yesterday, one thing you guys have not said is the golden rule. Treat others as we want to be treated.
Man, that is so true.
And that's one thing that we teach in our household very strongly. Our school system teaches it very strongly. There's a banner that goes across our grade school that says, you know, treat others as you want to be treated.
Very true.
And it's just, that's one thing I think you guys were saying he couldn't articulate. He was running around the situation. I thought all he was trying to say was, hey, if I'm going to treat him as I want to be treated, don't come shoot at me. I'm not going to come shoot at you. And that's one thing our cops need to realize. Just because you have the power of the gun in your hand, that trigger, doesn't mean that full power. And that's not true.
And I was thinking part of the issue is also normally when we have interactions with cops, you know, we do sometimes get combative, and it's never a great situation when a cop is talking to you. It's never for, usually it's not for something good. It's not good news. And that's why it's really important for cops to treat us better.
You know, I tweeted that last week, baby. I tweeted that if we all just followed the golden rule, the world would be a better place. It seems like everything we learned in kindergarten is exactly what we need right now.
I agree, but I don't have social media. I don't put up with all that.
I don't blame you.
I feel you. They go crazy on social media.
Yeah, it's nothing but negativity and disparity and sadness, and I'm really tired of it. I just want to be happy. This world makes me happy.
Yeah, listen, normally when I want to have a good day, I stay away from social media.
And that's why I don't have it, baby. I agree with you 100%.
All right, well, good luck with your son. Just make sure you explain everything to him, because there's a lot going on in as simple terms as possible, because there's a lot going on that he can't understand.
I agree, and Matt, thank you for your advice. I greatly appreciate it, y'all.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. I wish I lived in a place called Champaign.
All right. Ask Yee.
I got to go home to
Champaign. If you got a question for you, you can call at any time. Now, we got rumors coming up?
Yes, we'll tell you what rapper actor actually discusses how at one point in his life, he was contemplating suicide because of his lifestyle.
We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report. Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
So the New York Times published an article about Gucci Mane, and that just came out. And he talks about how prison forced him to change his partying lifestyle. He said it's been tough to be a Gucci fan. It's been tough to be a Gucci friend, a Gucci sibling, a Gucci girlfriend, or a Gucci partner. I done took people through a lot. And he also talks about how he realized then that he was a drug addict. He said he hasn't been fully sober since he was a teenager around 17. 17 years. He said, I felt like I couldn't make music sober. I couldn't enjoy my money sober. Why would I want to go to a club and couldn't smoke or drink? I felt like sex wouldn't be good sober. I associated everything with being high. In hindsight, I see it for what it was. I was a drug addict. I was naive to the fact that I was numb. He also says that he hasn't felt happy his last 6-7 years in the music business. He said he just was numb. And he talks about going through his withdrawal, the books that he read. He said he read the Bible and self-help books by Tony Robbins and Deepak Chopra. He said he's his own therapist, and people now see now the effect of how I started thinking from maybe early 2014. He also said that he was inspired by Kodak Black's No Flocking. That was one of his favorite workout songs. And that was one of the first artists that he collaborated with once he got released from jail as well.
And I mean, it shows, and it shows in everything he does. It shows in his speech. It shows in his physical appearance. It shows.
Right. Mm-hmm. That clone is looking good. Now, he also said that by his estimation, he made more than $1 million while he was locked up this last time in jail. He said more than he spent on lawyers. One of the best songs on his new album is Outdo Ya. And he talks about how he asked his peers how they let somebody who's in the feds get the better of them. Because he put out all those mixtapes while he was in jail.
Mm-hmm. That is a fact.
So he made lots of money.
How is the guy that's in jail outworking everybody else? That is true.
Now, his album, Everybody Looking, comes out July 22nd, so I know we'll all be checking for that. All right, Bow Wow admits that he thought about suicide. His lifestyle was so reckless that he just wanted to end it all. Check it out.
You had mentioned at one point that you were suicidal.
Yeah, years ago, yeah. I was in a dark space. Right in that third album point. That's when I was just done. I was just, you know, my boys get on me because I like to sit in the house. And my answer and my response to that is because I've done everything. It's not a girl I ain't smashed. It ain't a place I ain't been. So for me, life is all about just making sure everything is operating right.
Listen, salute to Bow Wow for being so open and so transparent. But I'm going to tell you something. In this day and age of social media, I would never share information like that, because I'm sure he's getting a bunch of tweets right now where people are saying, you should have did it.
No,
you should have did it.
But he might be helping somebody that might be thinking the same thing, and maybe they seen that Bow Wow made it through.
Not in the age of social media. If you have those thoughts about killing yourself in this day and time, go tell your parents or somebody that cares for you. Go sit down with a therapist. Do not share it with social media, because they will push you over the edge, because they're going to tell you to do it.
Nah, if he's over it, it's
don't
a good thing.
Don't share that on social
thing.
Media.
If he's over it, it's a good thing.
If he's over it.
If he's over it, it's a good thing, because he can help somebody.
What's your past?
But I guarantee you, he's getting tweets right now saying, damn, I wish you would have killed yourself. All guarantee right. It.
No, but you just say that's going to make people do it even more.
I bet you it's already happening.
All right, now let's discuss the Stop the Violence campaign. The Game and LAPD Police Chief Charlie Beck have joined forces. They're trying to end shootings. You remember Game and Snoop actually did this whole protest against police brutality in front of the LAPD headquarters. Well, it's good that Game is keeping it going. So is Snoop. Check out this PSA.
We have the exact same message, and that is that our society is too violent, particularly in neighborhoods of color where we have a high degree of gang activity and gang shootings. And to be quite honest with you, you know, many of the rank and file aren't so thrilled with me doing this with Jay, and any of his, natural people that follow him probably aren't so thrilled at him standing with me. But you know what? The message is more powerful than that.
All right. Well, that's nice. And that is your Rumor Report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. 800-585-1051 at DJ Envy for your request and all that good stuff. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.